Lesson from the positive parenting experts. What they say about rewarding your kids. is today's lesson in Buzz Baby University.
Okay. Oh, God, I can't wait to hear what they're saying today. It's 98.9 to Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy.
Yesterday's positive parenting technique was not loved by all of you Buzz professors.
Annie.
So you tell me now if you go along with today's class, today's advice, 222-2899. Buzz Baby University class, say no to rewards.
Now, what do
rewards sound positive, according to positive parenting experts, but the truth is that they do more harm than good and can lead to a major dose of entitlement down the road.
Okay, stop using big words and give it to me plain. What do you do to your kid? You say, hey, listen, if you shut up, I'll give you a cookie. Is that what you're talking about?
So, yes, I'm reading it from the positive parenting book.
Okay.
They will ask for a bigger reward each time. That is one reason why it's not good.
Oh.
Or now that your child knows that vegetables can be sold for the price of ice cream, it only makes sense that they would not want to eat their greens until they're rewarded with the ice cream. So they'll hold out. They'll put up a fight because they know you're going to hit your breaking point and you're going to give them something. So now they're not going to do anything you ask them until there's an award attached, a reward attached, which kind of makes sense, doesn't it? 222-2899.
I kind of feel like in some instances, you need to reward your kid to reinforce like positive stuff, right?
That's what they say. It sounds like it would work, but down the road.
Not sure. I'm not sure how I feel about this. I'm all good now. See,
well, that's
when
why
I see
you're the student.
When I see reward, when I hear the word reward, I hear spoil. So I've always tried to not spoil my kids. But there might be different when baby girl comes
around.
That's
what Scott says. He was using it as a parenting technique. In reality, he was so broke. He couldn't give his kids anything.
Divorce rate. Hi, DeBuzz. Morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you think about rewarding your kids?
Well, first, let me tell you, it's the professor. I called in yesterday, and
yes.
Sandy called me the professor.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm going to give you... I actually agree with Sandy, if this is what the whole thing is about. I do believe in rewards, only because rewards shows children that if they do something, then they can earn things to go on, you know, for their merit. For example, star charts. Now, I had one of my grandchildren is having a really tough time with sensory and guidance and things like that. So we developed a star chart for him. And
a
even
star
my
chart.
Own kids.
What's that?
We develop a... That's when every time you do something good or you have a good day in school, we give you a star on your star chart.
Oh, okay.
And when you get a star, and you accumulate so many stars, usually, you know, it's like two consecutive weeks of good behavior, then they get a prize, which is usually like the dollar store or something, because kids, they're easy to appease.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
When they're little.
Up to a certain point, right.
Right. Now, the older kids want to go to dances. They want to go to concerts. They want a certain game. They want a video game, da-da-da. Well, then we do the charting for chores. We do extra cleaning or being good, doing your room.
Yeah, stuff that's more applicable to tweens, right? Yeah,
life stuff. The teenagers have to do things like, you know, complete their homework, do their chores. I mean, I know it kind of gets into the realm of kind of a little bit of a bribery at times, but if they know that they're working towards something, you'd be surprised how quick their behavior changes.
Mm. Okay, so the positive parenting technique is kind of against the rewards.
So you don't agree with it again today.
Okay,
the professor disagrees again.
All right.
Okay. All right. Screw positive parenting.
You're the best. Thanks, Graham. Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
Did you call her Graham?
Yeah, she said she's his grandkids.
Yeah, I know, but nobody wants to be called Graham.
Okay, hi to Buzz.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm gonna call BS on that study.
Okay. Positive parenting thing is not working out, is it?
No. None of us agree to okay. Why don't you?
Well, it's just like the woman was saying, from the time they're little, and then it changes as they go through their ages. But I've got a daughter that turned out very well.
It's almost like, you know, when you work, right? You get paid for working.
So get you
ready for.
And that's what we didn't just give her anything. She had to actually earn it from the time she was about 5 or 6. Small little chores when they were younger, little things like that. And then as they got older, and as the woman was like, if you wanted to go to a concert, if you wanted to have a go out to the movies with your girlfriends or things like that, then, you know, this is what has to be done for you to accomplish what you want to do.
So maybe this is saying, because they gave the example of, hey, if your kid is, you know, refusing to eat their vegetables, this is where the rewards come in, where a lot of us parents in desperation eat your broccoli and I'll give you ice cream. Or you can have ice cream after.
Don't condescend to the child and use bribery. We got our daughter to eat all her vegetables. We got her to eat all different meats. Maybe I was a lucky one. I mean, I'm one of the few parents out there that had a child that was just boom.
Yeah. I was doing everything to get my kid to eat vegetables. Like, you'll see it on Pinterest. Like, these perfect moms will create this beautiful picture with the palm tree and the sun out of vegetables.
Okay.
So here I am cutting up the celery sticks and the carrots to make it look like a sunflower and all this crap. My kid's like, that's pretty. Didn't eat it. It did help.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for calling the Buzz this morning. Was your parenting skills along the line
of, God,
or
no.
were you not?
No. I tried. I was so desperate. I'm like, just listen to me. What do you want? Want me to write you a check here? What do you feel about the rewards? 222-2899. You're the professor today in class. Hello,
the Buzz.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are these positive parenting people? Are they millennials?
You don't agree, huh?
It's horrible. First of all, you don't let your kids run you. They run you, you're screwed. Forget it.
Right.
But they don't get rewarded for doing what they're supposed to do. Even as adults, we do something wrong, we get punished.
Right.
They got to feel the crush of being punished. If they don't feel the crunch, then they're never going to know how to deal with it.
You know, I see rewards as a cop out of just getting through that next minute. Like here, like,
well, that's,
you know,
what a lot of parents right. do. You're in desperation. Our lives are so crazy busy. You're pulling at straws. So.
Bribery's a different story. See, I'm like, you know, behave and I'll give you gum. You know, there's an occasion where you, instead of kicking their teeth in, you offer them a piece of gum. But if they think they're going to get something every time you want them to do something, they're never going to just do what they're supposed to do. And then they're going to be hanging on to you until they're 35 because they won't know how to take care of themselves.
You know, it's funny, the enabling thing happens everywhere. Like, my wife hand feeds our little Yorkie Terrier, and now she won't. My wife doesn't understand. She thinks it's cute, right? But, like, now the dog's like, I'm not going to eat unless you feed me by hand. And so now she's training the dog to be enabled to...
Oh, gosh, when this baby comes around, we talked about this in Baby University, that your dogs are going to be so jealous.
Listen, most behaviors are taught.
Yeah.
Behaviors are taught.
Right.
And if we teach our kids to, you know, mommy's going to give you something every time you do what you're supposed to do. No, baloney. There's a special time where they might deserve something because they went above and beyond, you know, hey, no one asked you to clean under my bathroom sink, but you did. I'm going to give you a piece of candy for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But you made your bed. You're supposed to make your bed.
I love it.
Right?
I so appreciate your parenting, professor parent is what you are today. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I call anytime. Thanks for calling the Buzz.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.